fact that revisionist history occurs all the time in every generation and other historians disagree with the outcomes of it is just, to me, further proof that history is never just one story that can be settled upon, ever. Sometimes histories achieve a certain stability for a generation, at least, but sometimes not even that, because sometimes even within one generation, historians can vehemently fight with each other about what actually happened, what it all actually means. But perhaps sometimes histories stabilize for a generation or two, but I fully expect that my own arguments in another generation or two about Philip and Bennelong will be revised, and maybe convincingly revised. I certainly don't hold to the idea that I finally tracked down the, you know, the final truth that we can say about these men. I think what I've tried to do is show a truth about these men that opens up more doors for readers to think in new ways about their past, that is useful for their current age.